You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell, Vegans Explore, and right now I'm at the Plant-Based World Expo, and this is the Vegans Explore podcast. I love these live podcasts because it frees me from having to sit there and edit and cut things up and try to make it perfect. Just gonna let you guys know what's going on. Actually, give you guys a recap of yesterday. Yesterday was pretty dope. So my home base, many of you may know or may not know, my home base is Orlando at the moment. I'm originally from South Florida. So leaving Orlando to New York, it's always my prerogative to look at what options exist at the airports, to give myself a pulse of which airports are the most vegan friendly. Because funny enough, when you look at an airport, it gives you an idea of the community, of the demand for vegan options. So in Orlando, unfortunately, there weren't a lot of options. I was kind of limited to just like a bag of chips, which I didn't end up getting. I just figured when I get to New York, I'd be good. And of course, when I got to the airport, right out the gate, almost literally right out the gate, there were vegan options in the restaurants left and right. Even in the gift shop, or whatever you want to call it, there were grab and go vegan items there as well. So that lets me know New York City is going to be a wealth of information or wealth of resources for me to capture on this tour. So after that, I knew I wanted to grab something to eat. So I went all the way to Queens from LaGuardia and I stopped at Veggie Castle. The Veggie Castle, I was a little overwhelmed. The food looked good from watching it online and looking at its socials, which they do a great job in promoting the food on social. I always look for vegan businesses to see how their social media presence is, because my background is marketing. I'm a communication. That's my main focus. You know, you have vegan bodybuilders, you've got chefs. I'm a communication expert. I've been doing it for 28 years. I literally realized yesterday I was building websites 5 years after websites were invented. It's a podcast, almost the same thing. So, but evolution is important as well. But back to the story. I'm at Veggie Castle 2 in Queens, and I'm looking at all the food. I'm Caribbean, Jamaican. The food looks so good. There was somebody that came in behind me. So I said, hey, you can go ahead and skip me because I like to see what people are ordering to give me ideas, especially locals, people that are there all the time. So she proceeded to make her order. And based off that, I found kind of what I wanted to have. I got some macaroni and cheese. I got some brown rice. It looked like rice and peas, but I think it was just rice. And had the person who was serving me suggest a few other items. Let me jump to the good part. Food was phenomenal. I enjoyed it. Probably one of the better, I don't want to dare say best, but probably one of the better vegan Caribbean places I've ever been to. Wow. Great. But that's not really what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about was the kindness and generosity of the person that was in front of me. Because unbeknownst to me, as I'm going to pay, she had already left, she paid for my meal. What a way to kick off my New York City tour. To see the generosity and the kindness. You know, they got you guys mixed up. I heard somebody say this and I'm starting to see it and I kind of believe it's true. They say people from New York or people from the Northeast are rude but kind, and people from the South, I don't agree about the South, but this is what they say. People from the South are nice, but the opposite. I don't believe that's 100% true, but I can at least speak for the New York first impressions. You guys are awesome. I also like the fact that you're no nonsense. You put up with a lot, so your tolerance is high. So kudos to you guys. And I know there's some people who are just rude and jerks, so I'm not painting a broad stroke across to everybody. Well, back to the story. So I'm staying in Jersey because my thing, coming to New York all the time, I don't stay in the city because I'm not looking to pay $400 for a one bedroom, you know? So I stay in Jersey really close. So I just have to jump on the Lincoln Tunnel and come across. So while I'm in Jersey, I'm eating the food. It's delicious. I decide just to chill in the house for the rest of the day, get some work done, get the podcast posted, and get set for today. Because today is the big day. Today is the reason why I'm here. Today is us cementing our place in New York City, because we're all about building the world's largest vegan community. And that is not gonna happen with me running around with camera equipment, filming as many things as I can. I've done that. I've done that for the last 10 years. What's missing is you. What's missing is your involvement, your input. So we're building the Vegan Explore Passport program. Just like the whole theme is passport, is exploring. So the passport is your ticket to go to all these different places and help us grow the platform so we can provide these experiences for you. So we are gonna be charging for it when we launch in January 11th. But the great part is right now, we're just looking to get as many people in the community before we launch to provide us with input, let us know what you actually want, because we have the ability to create the marketing, to create the content, to create the guides, the podcasts, the videos. What we don't have is what you actually want. So we are inviting you guys to join, to become part of our community and help us build it from the inside out. Also a part of that is we want you guys to spread the word, let people know about what we're doing, let your friends know so they can join you. Things are always better when you do it with a friend. And then slowly but surely, we'll build this world largest vegan community so we can really make an impact, support these nonprofits with give backs, create events, support other event promoters. You know, I've done it. I run a nonprofit, I run events. It's hard. It's really hard, and it's especially hard when you put all your time and your money and your resources into it and no one shows up. What's missing is a solution that's gonna help you amplify what you're doing without you having to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. If we have the community, if we have the attention, we wanna share it with the people who are supporting us. But that doesn't happen until we build something that's undeniable. So that's what we're doing right now, vegansexplore.com. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already on board, because we're slowly starting to spread the word. We're gonna be doing that through our global tours as we go from city to city. New York is really like our first official stop. I've done South Florida, but I lived in South Florida, so I feel like it's sort of cheating. But you know, South Florida, we've been covering for 10 years, and it's time for us to get outside of our backyard, go to these other communities, but do it right. Because I've traveled, I've gone to these different cities, I've gone to Europe, I've gone to Hawaii, all these different places, but I'm like, hiding a secret, you know, like, no, precious, I'm precious, no, you can't, no, like, I'm letting everybody know, like, right now I'm doing this podcast, you know, in the middle of the convention, because I want people to hear what I'm talking about. I'm doing this intentionally, so if you can hear me with an earshot, I want you to know about our community, and I want you to feel comfortable coming up to me and asking me more information, for me to give you my card, for you to let yourself be known to what it is we're creating, and vice versa, because we are all about amplifying and promoting what vegans are doing for the community. So if you ever see me and I'm dressed this way intentionally, probably like, where is he wearing a fisherman's jacket? Because I want you to be able to point me out when I'm at these events. I want you to be able to come up and tap me on the don't tap me on the shoulder. That might scare me, and I might have an involuntary reaction, but I want you to feel comfortable coming up to me and saying, hey, I love what you're doing. I want to be involved. How do I connect? That's what this is all about. So if you're listening to this, thank you. Leave a review, please. Let us know. I mean, leave a review if it's 5 stars and glowing, because that's going to help us. If not, message me. If you, for whatever reason, you don't like this, you didn't have a good time listening to this, you didn't learn something new, you're not motivated, you're not excited to go out there and do your thing, message me. contact@vegansexplore.com or DM me on any of the socials. I promise you, right now, especially in this early stage, when I have the bandwidth to connect with as many people as possible, I want to build that relationship with you. So I will follow you. I will respond to your messages until we continue to grow and move into phase 2, which I'm not gonna talk about publicly, but I will share phase 2 with members of our community. And trust me, phase 2 is even more exciting than phase 1. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys got something out of this. And like I said, I probably didn't say, because I did like a couple takes of this, we're gonna be recording this daily, doing daily podcasts. So there will be an opportunity for you to learn and connect with what we're doing in the days to come. And who knows what might happen 2 days from now. That's the way the world works, right? Hopefully nothing but great things. So thank you so much for listening. Make sure you share this with a friend, Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. We're literally on all of the different platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. And if nothing else, visit our website, vegansexplore.com, so you can get all the details of what we're up to. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you tomorrow.